You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Following back-to-back wins over the Raptors and Spurs, the Bucks found themselves in Orlando Friday night looking to make it three in a row over the Magic. Torian Prince would connect from deep off a dribble drive from Giannis in the game's first points.
Back to Vaccaro. He has the ball knocked away from him. Giannis picks up the loose change. He's running the other way. Beats it off to Prince on the left wing. Prince is being defended tightly by Da Silva. Back to Prince. He tees up the three and he knocks it down.
But the Bucks connected on just 5 of 13 shots to begin the game as the Magic built an 18-14 lead with 5:45 to play in the first quarter. Playing shorthanded without a pair of front court starters, the Magic had no answer for Giannis in the paint. The dunk fest was on in the first.
Chris going the other way. He lobs up top. Giannis rams it home again. Back-to-back slam dunks, this time on the alley-oop. Cash money to the Greek Freak up top.
The presence of Giannis in the paint softened the Magic's perimeter defense as well.
Lillard ushers it across the midcourt stripe. A jab step in. He's picked up now, sends the bounce pass around the corner over to Portis, and Portis laces one from the right wing.
Things would remain tight with Giannis closing out the first quarter scoring in style.
So Giannis going to bleed it down. He drives inside, and there is no doubting this one as he plunges it through, soaring to the cup.
31-29 Magic after one. Orlando would begin the second quarter with a 10-3 run to take a 9-point lead. Cue Damian Lillard to stop the bleeding.
Orlando with a lead. Pull-up jumper from Lillard, and he drains it from straight on about three steps behind the arc.
Part of an 8-2 response from the Bucks.
Giannis catches the bounce pass from Lillard, and he'll stuff it down with a one-hand rack attack.
A mid-range J from Chris Middleton, and Milwaukee was back to within two.
Lillard sending it in to Giannis. He hands it off to Middleton. Middleton pulls up. 16-footer, bullseye.
Trailing 51-48, Lillard beat the buzzer to draw the Bucks to within one at the half.
He's got it in his hands now. He's going to pull up mid-range this time, and he splashes it through with a horn. Damian Lillard from 15 feet out puts the Bucks back to within a point going into the locker room. It's 51-50 following our opening 24 minutes of action.
Things remained tight in the third quarter, a quarter that featured 11 ties and lead changes. Lillard broke a 54-all tie with a triple.
Dame's got it on the near wing left. Tristan Da Silva picks him up. He's going to step back, hoist up a three, and he cans it.
After the Magic built a 4-point lead, the Bucks bounced back with one dunk from Giannis.
Inbound pass coming from Middleton. He lobs up top for Giannis, who catches it and stuffs it down on the reverse alley-oop from the out-of-bounds pass.
And another the very next time down the floor.
Isaac's a good shot blocker. Giannis maneuvers inside and sends it down with another thunderous one-hand slam.
More interior mashing from the Greek Freak.
Here's a pass. Giannis with another twisting dunk down low. On the other side of things, that's 9 dunks for Giannis.
But the Magic would surge and build a 7-point lead before the Bucks responded with 5 straight of their own.
Middleton shuffles it to the near side. Here's Gary Trent with a big answer, knocking down the three from the left wing.
81-78 Orlando after three. Milwaukee would quickly gain control in the fourth behind Bobby Portis, who scored 6 straight for the Bucks.
And now a steal. It's going to be knocked away, taken by Portis. Portis driving in on Vaccaro. Powers the shot in over Vaccaro. That was a tough shot.
Lillard then scored 5 straight of his own as the Bucks' lead inched to 5.
Lillard, top of the arc. They leave him alone. Do that at your own risk. He knocks down the three. Damian Lillard calmly and coolly delivers what goes as his third 3-pointer of the night, and a timeout is used.
29 on the night for Lillard. After dominating the paint for 3 quarters, Giannis expanded his game in the fourth with 3 consecutive mid-range jumpers, the last of which gave the Bucks a 7-point advantage.
Giannis with the ball. He's going to pull up. Mid-range jumper, splashdown. Giannis is feeling it.
But the Magic would not go away, collecting loose balls and cashing in on second-chance opportunities.
Vaccaro working on Trent, takes it inside. His shot, front iron, no good, but it's batted back out. Another chance for the Magic. A head fake from Vaccaro. Tees up the 3. That misses, front iron, then it bounces around 3 more times and goes in. You got to be kidding me. That is the softest rim you will ever see in your life.
With time running out, the Magic played the foul and chase game, in which Brook Lopez and Lillard connected on 3 of 4 free throws. Following a clock malfunction in the game's final seconds, second-year player Paolo Banchero had one chance to send the game to overtime.
Dame and Trent. Inbound pass to Banchero. Three-pointer that missed. I don't know if it would have counted anyway. Banchero was in the corner, and he got a respectable look at that one, but he could not knock it down, and the Bucks are going to come away with a hard-earned 109-106 victory here tonight at Kia Center, taking down the Orlando Magic for the second consecutive time this season. And boy, did the Bucks need this one tonight.
109-106 the final. The Bucks survive after a monster night from Giannis, who finished with 41 points and 14 rebounds.
You know, we just kept playing through it, you know, and I'm sure they had breaks the other way too. That's just how the game breaks. But I love the game, though. It was very competitive. I just think it's great for us. You know, the more competitive, tough, like they're tough. The more games like that, the better.
Portis and Middleton combined to score 22 off the bench as the Bucks move their winning streak to 3 games.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.